This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to write feedback comments that are clear, specific, and actually useful. Turn vague feedback into comments that people can actually act on. In short, after reading this guide, you will know how to write feedback comments that are clear, specific, and genuinely useful to the person receiving them. Ground every comment in a specific, observable behaviour, not a general impression. Name the impact of that behaviour before suggesting any improvement. End every comment with one concrete, actionable next step. Definition: write feedback comments refers to the skill of producing written observations about a person's work or behaviour that are specific, evidence-based, and actionable. Effective written feedback identifies what happened, why it matters, and what should change next. You have stared at your performance review form for 20 minutes, typed something like "great effort this quarter," and felt quietly ashamed of yourself. You know it is useless. The person reading it will know too. This is one of the most common failures in workplace communication, and it happens not because people do not care. It happens because nobody ever taught them how to write feedback comments that actually do something. Most people were handed responsibility for evaluating others long before they were given any tools to do it well. The result is a kind of paralysis, either too vague to be useful, or so blunt it causes damage. Fear plays a role here. So does confusion about what good written feedback actually looks like. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for writing feedback that is specific, fair, and genuinely useful, starting today. Why writing useful feedback comments is harder than it looks. Knowing that feedback matters and actually knowing how to write it well are two entirely different things. I have watched smart, experienced people freeze completely when asked to put their observations in writing. Here is what makes it genuinely difficult. You are working from memory, not notes. Most people sit down to write feedback without a record of specific moments. Without concrete examples in front of you, comments drift toward vague impressions rather than observable facts. You do not want to cause harm. The written word feels permanent in a way that a conversation does not. That weight can make you pull your punches, soften the important parts, and end up with something toothless. You have not separated behavior from character. It is easy to think this person is disorganized and hard to write, that without it sounding like a character judgment. The skill is describing what you observed, not what you concluded about the person. You conflate positive feedback with praise. Telling someone they did well is not the same as telling them specifically what they did, why it worked, and how to repeat it. One is a pat on the back, the other is a tool they can use. You do not know how to be direct without being cold. Written feedback strips out tone of voice, body language, and warmth. What feels neutral to write can read as dismissive or harsh. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start writing. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your specific evidence. Before you write a single word of feedback, you need a concrete example. Not a feeling, not a pattern you vaguely recall, but a specific moment, a piece of work, a meeting, a decision, a deadline. If you cannot name the moment, you are not ready to write the comment. Go back and find it first. Number two, your purpose for this comment. Are you reinforcing a strength so the person repeats it? Are you flagging a problem that needs to change? Are you pointing toward a growth area they have not yet explored? Each purpose requires a different structure. Writing without knowing your purpose produces comments that are muddled and unhelpful. Number three, the recipient's ability to act on it. Useful feedback connects directly to something the person can change. Before you write, ask yourself after reading this, will they know what to do differently? If the answer is no, the comment is not ready. Feedback that lands nowhere is not feedback. It is noise. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Name the specific behavior you observed. This step is the foundation of every useful feedback comment you will ever write. Most written feedback fails at the first sentence because it describes a conclusion rather than an observation. Your communication needs work. Tell someone what you decided about them. In Tuesday's project update, he described three action items without naming who is responsible for each. Tells them what you saw. One is a verdict, the other is information they can use. Start every comment by naming the specific, observable behavior you're writing about. Keep it factual and neutral in tone. If you find yourself writing about personality or attitude, stop and reframe around the action instead. Here is how to do it. Number 1. Review your evidence and write one sentence that describes exactly what happened, when it happened, and what the behaviour looked like. Number 2. Remove any evaluative language from this sentence. Strip out words like good, poor, always, and never. Number 3. Check that the sentence describes something a camera could have recorded, not something you inferred or interpreted. Number 4. If you are writing about a document or piece of work, quote from it or reference it directly rather than paraphrasing. Number 5. Read the sentence back and ask, could the recipient dispute this as a matter of fact? If yes, you are still describing an inference. Write until the answer is no. Example, you are reviewing a colleague's client proposal. Instead of writing the proposal lacked clarity, write this. The executive summary in the client proposal submitted on the 14th did not include a defined project timeline or a breakdown of deliverables. That is specific. That is actionable. That is feedback someone can do something with. Once you have named the behavior precisely, you're ready to connect it to its impact. Step 2. Describe the impact, not your opinion. This step separates feedback that changes behavior from feedback that simply records a judgment. Impact is not how you felt about what someone did. It is the concrete effect their behavior had on the work, the team, or the outcome. There is a significant difference between writing "this was confusing" and writing "two team members requested clarification after reading this, which delayed the project kickoff by a day." The first is your reaction. The second is evidence. If you want to read more about structuring feedback around observable effects, how to use the SPVI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides, walks through this approach in detail. Here is how to describe impact clearly. Number 1. Ask yourself what happened as a result of this behavior. Name the downstream effect, even if it is modest. Number 2. Distinguish between impact on the work, impact on the team, and impact on the recipient's own professional credibility. Choose the most relevant one. Number 3. Write the impact in one or two sentences. Keep it proportionate to the actual significance of the behavior. Number 4. Avoid catastrophizing minor issues. Avoid minimizing significant ones. Be honest about the scale of the effect. Number 5. If the impact was positive, be equally specific. This saved the team approximately 2 hours of rework is more useful than "this was very helpful." Once the impact is clear, the recipient understands why this comment matters. That understanding is what makes them receptive to what comes next. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Write one clear, actionable direction. This is the step that most written feedback skips entirely, and it is the step that makes feedback useful rather than merely accurate. Describing a problem without offering a direction is like telling someone they are lost without pointing them toward the road. Your job in this step is to give the recipient one concrete action they can take the next time this situation arises. Not a lecture. Not a list of 5 things to do. One clear next step. Here is how to write it. Number 1. Frame the direction as a specific behavior, not a general improvement. Proofread more carefully is not a direction. Before submitting any client-facing document, read it aloud once to catch missing words and unclear sentences is. Number 2. Make the direction proportionate to the situation. A developmental suggestion for a growth area sounds different from a required correction on a serious issue. Number 3. Write the direction in the second person, addressing the recipient directly. Number 4. Avoid the word "should." It carries a judgmental tone that puts people on the defensive. Use "next time" or "going forward" to frame suggestions without blame. Number 5. Check that your direction connects logically to the behavior and impact you already described. If it does not follow naturally, you may have drifted to a different issue. Example. Following from the proposal example in step 1, your complete comment might read, "The executive summary in the client proposal submitted on the 14th did not include a defined project timeline or a breakdown of deliverables. 2 stakeholders requested this information separately, which delayed the kickoff meeting by 1 day. Going forward, Use the proposal template checklist to confirm all required sections are complete before submitting. That is a full, useful feedback comment. Three sentences. Clear, specific, and actionable. Step 4. Calibrate your tone in writing. This step often gets skipped because people assume tone is a spoken thing, not a written one. That assumption is wrong, and it costs people dearly. Written feedback has no voice, no facial expression, and no warmth to soften it. What you write will be read in the recipient's worst mood, on their worst day, possibly multiple times. The words you choose carry the full emotional weight of the message. For a closer look at how tone shapes feedback outcomes across the whole team, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth reading alongside this guide. Here is how to get tone right in written feedback. Number 1. Read your comment aloud as if you were the person receiving it. Ask how does this land. Number 2. Remove any language that implies motive or intent. You failed to include the timeline reads as accusatory. The timeline was not included as neutral and equally accurate. Number 3. Check for sarcasm, even subtle sarcasm. It does not translate well in writing, and it damages trust permanently. Number 4. Match the formality of the comment to its purpose. A performance review comment needs more care and precision than an annotation on a draft document. Number 5. If the feedback is significant or sensitive, have someone else read it before it is sent. Not for approval, but for tone. A second pair of eyes catches the edge you cannot hear in your own voice. Getting tone right does not mean softening the message. It means delivering a clear message in a way that the recipient can receive without becoming defensive. Step 5. Review the comment against the so what test. Before you finalize any written feedback comment, you need to run it through a single, unforgiving question so what. After reading your comment, would the recipient know exactly what happened, why it mattered, and what to do about it? If they would need to ask a follow-up question to understand any of those three things, the comment is not finished. This is the quality check that separates adequate feedback from genuinely useful feedback. Here is how to apply the test. Number 1. Read your complete comment and ask what happened. If the answer is not immediately obvious, your behavioural observation needs to be sharper. Number 2. Ask why does this matter? If the impact is missing or unclear, add it. Number 3. Ask what should the person do next? If there is no direction, add one. Number 4. Ask is there anything in this comment that the recipient cannot act on? If yes, remove it. Feedback that cannot be acted on is not useful. Number 5. Ask would I be comfortable if this comment were read aloud to the recipient by someone else? If not, write it until the answer is yes. Example. Consider this comment. Your presentation style needs improvement. Run it through the test. What happened? Unclear. Why does it matter? Unknown. What to do next? Impossible to determine. Now compare it to this. During the client briefing on Wednesday, the slide deck contained 12 slides with no visual structure, which made it difficult for attendees to track the key arguments. For the next presentation, limit each slide to one main point and use a clear heading to label it. That passes the test. The first comment does not. Once your comment passes the so what test, it is ready to send. If you want to extend this discipline into a broader team improvement process, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan shows you how to build on individual feedback toward team level development. Step 6. Format the comment for its context. A feedback comment in a performance review needs to be written differently from a note on a shared document. The same principles apply, but the format, length, and level of formality must match the setting. Context shapes how feedback is received before the recipient reads a single word. A comment that works perfectly as a margin annotation on a draft can read as dismissive in a formal review. A comment written at performance review length on a quick email draft will feel disproportionate and heavy-handed. Here is how to match format to context. Number 1. Identify where this comment will live: a formal review document, a shared document annotation, an email, a messaging platform, or a verbal conversation you're scripting in writing first. Number 2. For formal reviews, write in complete sentences, avoid contractions, and ensure every comment follows the full three-part structure of behavior, impact, and direction. Number 3. For document annotations, keep comments concise, reference the specific line or section, and offer one focus suggestion per comment. Number 4. For email feedback, open with the purpose of the feedback, group related comments, and close with a clear invitation to discuss if needed. Strong email communication habits matter here, and what is proper email etiquette in the workplace covers the fundamentals well. Number 5. Regardless of format, never write more than one major piece of feedback per comment. Stacking multiple issues in a single comment dilutes all of them. Step 7. Keep a feedback evidence log. This step is the one most people resist, and the one that transforms their feedback quality permanently. The reason written feedback is so often vague is not laziness. It is that people sit down to write it with nothing concrete in front of them. They are working from fading impressions. A feedback evidence log solves this completely. It is a simple running record of specific observations you make over time, stored so you can draw on them when feedback is due. Here is how to build and use one. Number 1. Keep a private note, a document, or a notebook for each person you regularly give feedback to. Number 2. After any significant moment, write one sentence describing what you observed and the date it occurred. You are not writing feedback yet, you are recording evidence. Number 3. Note both strengths and areas for improvement. A log full of only problems produces lopsided feedback. Number 4. When feedback is due, open the log and look for patterns. 3 observations of the same behavior are far more powerful than one. Number 5. Use the log to write your behavioral observations in step 1. You are no longer guessing, you are reporting. If you want to see how structured feedback connects to meeting performance and team dynamics, the role of communication in meeting success, and how to run productive meetings that don't waste time are useful companions. Once you have a log, the quality of everything you write shifts. You stop writing from impression and start writing from evidence. That is the difference the recipient feels immediately. Adapting this process for remote and asynchronous teams. Written feedback was always important. In a remote or asynchronous team, it is the primary form feedback takes, which means the stakes are higher and the margin for error is narrower. When you cannot read the room, when there is no hallway conversation, when feedback lives permanently in a shared document or a message thread, every word carries more weight. Here is how to adapt the process for this environment. Add a context sentence at the start. In person, context is implied. In writing to a remote colleague, a brief orienting sentence helps enormously. This comment relates to the draft you shared in the project channel on Thursday. Without it, written feedback can feel disembodied and confusing. Be more precise about positive feedback, not less. Remote workers are less likely to receive informal positive signals throughout their day. When someone does good work, a written comment may be the only acknowledgement they get. Be specific about what was strong and why it mattered. Do not reduce positive feedback to a thumbs-up reaction. Separate feedback from criticism in tone, even more carefully. Without the softening effect of a physical presence, a direct written comment can read as cold or punitive to someone already working in isolation. Apply the tone check in step 4 with extra care. Give a clearer invitation to respond. In a face-to-face setting, a person can react to feedback immediately. In an asynchronous environment, they read it alone and may sit with it for hours. Close every significant piece of written feedback with a clear, genuine offer to discuss not a formality, but a real opening. If that discussion involves difficult topics, how to handle conflict during meetings covers how to navigate those conversations productively. The core process holds entirely for remote teams. Only the care and precision required in execution increases. Common mistakes to avoid when writing feedback comments. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: writing feedback based on a general impression rather than a specific example. Why it happens? You know what you think about someone's work, but you have not kept a record of specific moments. What to do instead? Follow step 7 and keep an evidence log. Never write feedback until you can name the specific behavior you're describing. The mistake: burying the most important feedback inside positive comments, hoping it lands more gently. Why it happens? You want to soften the blow, and the feedback sandwich feels humane. What to do instead? Separate positive and developmental feedback into distinct comments. When the important point is buried, it is missed or dismissed. The mistake: ending a feedback comment with a problem and no direction. Why it happens? Naming the issue feels like enough. Adding a direction feels presumptuous. What to do instead? Every feedback comment must include a next step. A problem without a direction is a verdict, not a tool. The mistake: using global language like always, never, consistently, and every time. Why it happens? You are writing about a pattern, and these words feel accurate. What to do instead? Name the pattern with specific examples. On three occasions in the last quarter, including the client presentation on the 8th, this is more accurate and far harder to dispute. The mistake: writing about what you think a person intended rather than what they actually did. Why it happens: you formed a view about someone's attitude or motivation, and it bleeds into your language. What to do instead? Restrict every comment to observable behavior. Intention is not evidence. What you saw is: these are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist for writing feedback comments. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have a specific, concrete example of the behavior I'm writing about. I know whether this comment is reinforcing a strength or addressing an improvement area. My opening sentence describes an observable behavior, not a conclusion or character judgment. I have named the impact of the behavior on the work team, or outcome. The comment includes one clear, specific, actionable direction. I have removed any language implying motive or personal intent. I have read the comment aloud to check the tone. The comment would make sense to someone who did not witness their original behavior. I have not stacked more than one major issue into a single comment. The comment passes the so what. Test what happened, why it matters, what to do next. I'm comfortable with this comment being read aloud to the recipient. The format of the comment matches its context review, annotation, email. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a practical, repeatable process for writing feedback comments that are clear, specific, and genuinely useful. You can sit down with evidence in hand and produce something the recipient can act on immediately. Here is what to carry with you. Every feedback comment needs three things: a specific behavior, its impact, and a clear next step. You cannot write good feedback from memory alone. Keep an evidence log and use it. Tone matters in writing even more than it does in speech. Read your comment as if you were the person receiving it. The so what test is your final quality check. If the recipient would need to ask a follow-up question to understand any part of the comment, it is not finished. Positive feedback needs the same specificity as developmental feedback. Vague praise is not useful either. Match the format and length of your comment to the context it will live in. The skill of writing feedback comments improves with practice. Use the checklist every time until the structure becomes instinctive. For a broader view of how individual feedback connects to team performance, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. If you want a structured framework for delivering feedback in conversation, how to use the SPVI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is the logical next step. The ability to write feedback comments well is one of the most underestimated skills in professional life, and one of the most powerful when you get it right. Do the work. The people you lead deserve nothing less. Frequently asked questions. How do you write feedback comments that are clear and specific? Start with a precise observation of what you saw or read. Name the behavior, describe the impact, and suggest a concrete next step. Avoid general praise or vague criticism. The clearer your language, the more useful your feedback becomes for the person receiving it. What makes written feedback comments actually useful? Useful feedback comments are grounded in specific evidence, tied to an observable behavior, and paired with a clear direction for improvement. They avoid personal judgment and focus on the work. A comment that tells someone exactly what to change and why is far more valuable than one that only scores or labels. How do you write feedback comments without sounding harsh? Frame your comment around the work, not the person. Describe what you observed, name the effect it had, and offer a specific path forward. A neutral, direct tone is rarely perceived as harsh. It is vague or personal comments that tend to sting, not honest, well-structured ones. What should you avoid when writing feedback comments? Avoid global statements like always or never. Avoid commenting on personality rather than behavior. Avoid vague praise with no substance, and avoid criticism with no direction. Written feedback without a specific example is impossible to act on, and feedback without a suggested improvement leaves people stuck. How long should written feedback comments be? Long enough to be clear, short enough to be read. For most written feedback, 2 to 4 sentences per comment is the right range. Name the behavior, describe the impact, and offer one concrete improvement. Anything longer risks burying the point. Anything shorter risks being too vague to act on. How do you write feedback comments for a performance review? Ground every comment in a specific, observable behaviour from the review period. Tie that behaviour to a measurable outcome or team impact. Then state clearly whether this is a strength to build on or an area requiring improvement, and name one specific action the person can take going forward. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.